Listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Sugar Babe.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Taylor.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
Welcome back to the show. 2:04, going into the third hour, Sunday lunch. Hope you're enjoying the show, whatever you do. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with the show, you can tweet me at DJ Tony Sat, Tony Sat, at DJ Tony Sat, or you can tweet at Phoenix FM. You can hit us on Facebook, or you can text 07850 468 293. I'm still joined by Team Recovery. They are having a sit-in. They're refusing to go. And they're all filming at the moment. They've all got their cameras out. Oh, my camera's over there. Look, my camera's bigger than your camera. That's how it's working at the moment. Now, who wanted me to give a shout-out to someone?
I'm going to give a shout-out to the Butler family who have tuned in to listen.
The Butler family,
yeah,
who are tuned in.
Yep.
Okay. Hello to the Butler family. Hope you're having a great day. Listen to Team Recovery. Now, we are going to do an extra song, aren't we? tell us about the song we're going to listen to now.
Well, I heard it on X Factor. James Arthur sung it.
Yep.
And I fell in love with the song and just really love doing it.
Okay. So what's it called?
Let's Get It On.
Let's Get It On. And it was originally done by...
by Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, when you're ready, take it away. Well done.
Thank you.
I love it. Nice version. And it shows his vocals up really well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Let's turn your mics up. He's got a good range.
He has, yeah. We like to put that song in kind of early in the show because it stretches him, so it stretches his vocals, so warms him up.
Like doing press-ups vocally.
Exactly, exactly that.
Okay. So how comes he ain't got a T-shirt?
He has. They both have, but they just didn't choose to wear them today, you see, so...
Yeah, so you've got... unless you've got laid down some team recovery rules, haven't you?
Yeah, me and Lloyd rep the team. Them two just kind of do what they want. He normally shows up in a bow tie and suit to a show.
Bow tie and suits to gigs before.
It looks really awkward, because we're all, like, in our team recovery T-shirts, and...
I've got a bow tie on, a checkered shirt, and
I'm
loving life.
Listen, if you could, question to each one of you, I suppose. If you could go on a dinner date, not romantically, just a dinner date with any... celeb, you know, past or present, who would you pick? Starting with you.
Oh, who would I pick?
Dinner date with a celebrity.
Well, I don't know, man.
That's a hard one.
Oh, there's so many, isn't there?
You go for a beer with them, you don't have to be a girl.
Yeah. I reckon Michael Jackson.
Cool.
Well, that's a good I used to listen to him a lot as a kid, do you know what I mean? But musically, obviously I can't anymore, but musically, hasn't been anyone ever like him, so.
It's an on-the-spot question, but because we're in extra time now, it's uncharted territory.
Lionel Richie would be good.
Lionel Richie,
Have a rich tea with
still
him.
Still going, isn't he? Cool, yeah, that's an old joke, isn't it? he's still going, he's...
Walker's adverts now, isn't he?
Yeah, if he's not doing a Walker's advert. I see him with Jonathan Ross, actually, he was a very talented bloke.
He's brilliant.
He was playing the piano, I think, at the time. But he'd done a blues jazz version of all his songs. So basically they're just the same songs, he just jazzed them up a little bit more. But still sounded good. He's
very, very talented.
I don't know how old he is, but his voice just hasn't changed. It's kept its same. The depth of voice has been there all the time. So, I won't push you for the rest of the answers because I know you're all going to be stressing.
Who would you go on a dinner date with?
Who, me? That would have to be either Rita Ora.
And that wouldn't be a friendly date, would it?
Calm down, Tony, calm down.
Rihanna. Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Jeez. Don't need a chauffeur, do you?
It's sheer coincidence that they are just women.
And they're all good looking.
Absolutely sheer coincidence.
A lot of money.
That's the only reason. I can't think of anyone else. Male wise. I don't know. I think if I could go back in time, I'd have to be Elvis.
Yeah, he was a man.
I'd like to chill with a bit of Elvis, you know, or the Rat Pack, say, you know, and
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Or Johnny Cash. I think he would have been good to have a pint with.
Yeah.
he would have been a lad.
Proper old fashioned styles there. Especially, if you're going back to those days, you know, they were singing in all the rock and roll bars, the jazz bars. You can imagine it, but it would probably be a bit more of a more chilled experience than what it is today. So, there you go. So, thanks for questioning me on my own show. That was really good. But I was put on the spot, but I managed to dig my way out pretty quick.
I noticed that Tom is the only one that didn't really answer.
Yeah, I know.
If I go on a dinner date, it'll probably be with Freddie Mercury.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's my sort of music.
Hey, got a new track coming out. They found some recorded material that has never been aired before.
Really?
That'll be coming out soon. They're probably remastering it, and I can see that going straight to number one.
Yeah, you know.
Absolutely. So, listen, I hope you enjoyed yourselves. Enjoyed having you on Sunday Lunch.
Yeah,
thank you.
We'll be putting this up on the show page blog, which you can find at phoenixfm.com. Just have a look under the Sunday Lunch show, and you'll find the whole interview. I'll separate the tracks and put some of their other bits and pieces on some of their videos. And I hope to hear from you again. You have to come back in the show once
definitely,
you've got some
definitely.
More material. And we'll do it all over again.
We'll email you our new stuff anyway so you can play it beforehand before it's released. So.
It's a plug.
Yeah, it's a plug there.
Well, why not? Thanks for joining me on the show. Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers. You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.